darkness, everybody, darkness. Everyone, darkness is spreading. No, darkness, everybody, darkness.
This beat not worth the kick of ass, mate.
Right. Boy, mate. We got to make sure that the darkness doesn't come over.
Darkness. We don't. That's why they keep pushing that crossover show back. They're like, oh, mate, we don't want no part of the darkness.
I know. I'm like, what are we going to do it? We need the dark crossover.
We need the not worth a kick in the darkness. Come on now.
Right. All right, Luke ready. Luke ready for the darkness.
Luke been hungry for the darkness or whatever. He's like, man, I want to be a part of that darkness so bad. He's like, I'm tired of being pale. He's like, come on, Wayne, don't you want to be dark, baby? Wayne's like, oh no, I've been to that part of the world. I don't want a part of that no more.
Oh no, Mike, you can't do that. You can't do that, Si. If I'm too dark, I won't be able to see that Mad Max movie.
I was just about to say, he's like, he doesn't want to be that dark because you know a Mad Max movie is coming out. He's like, I don't think Mad Max will accept me if I'm dark, you know?
I know. He's going to get taken for Tina Turner.
He's like, you know, Mel Gibson doesn't like the darkies, so, you know, I don't know if I want to go that route. Let's wait.
Oh.
He's like, let's wait till Mad Max comes out and then we can talk about it, okay?
It makes so much sense now. That's why he doesn't want all this darkness. He's sticking up for his boy Mel.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Why you think he's quicker to do a show with Sammy and Luke than he is with you? Come on now.
I know. You know what? This is a revelation, man.
He's scared of the darkness. See, I see he posted that picture of me all happy and then me turning evil dark. I was just like, yeah, he did that. That frightened the shit out of him. I bet he had all the lights on when he put that poster up. Wayne does not like dark.
I know, he just sent me a post too on Facebook showing like, well, I'm some guy trying to order chicken at KFC.
Look, he doesn't talk about those things, but he'll quietly send you something. He's just like, like, I don't want no part of that, mate.
Hey, mate, here's some chicken. You want to look at it?
I bet he wanted to ask you, do you like it fried or grilled, CJ? How do you like it?
But, you know the answer is fried.
You know when we get out to Australia or whatever, his house is going to be covered with, like, African pictures and shit like that or whatever. He's like, look, I made it just like at home for you, mate.
You're going to watch Coming to America before I get out there.
He's going to tell you, welcome to Zamunda.
Why are you in a lion claw? I don't understand this. What's going on, Wayne?
He's going to give you the two kisses on the cheek or whatever to the side or whatever. He's going to be like, aha, my African brother. Welcome, welcome. He's going to
shave that invisible dog of his and make it look like a lion.
He's going to become your Arsenio Hall.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to do that, too. When we go down there, I'm going to try to shoot, like, a fake documentary, you know, trying to communicate with Australians and everything.
Fake trying to communicate with you. You going to use your Australian accent, too?
How am I down under shrimp Bobby? I look at the camera and no evade with these people. I can't communicate.
You gotta watch Wayne though. I'm gonna tell you this right now, because remember in that episode of The Walking Dead, he couldn't spot those two lesbian chicks or whatever. So all this shit he's been talking about, he's like, oh mate, the women are gonna love you. I bet when we get out there, it's gonna be more than more black women and everything or whatever. And we're gonna be looking at him like, he lying son of a bitch. They don't like us at all.
You know what? I just got off the phone with like an old coworker of mine, and I told him I'm going to Australia in March. Mm. And he's like, you know, they don't like niggas. Say. And I'm like, what? You know, you staying with people? I'm like, yeah. Like, you know, they don't like you. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what? But this comes from a paranoid guy. You know, some people get paranoid. You know, not everywhere in the world.
Hey, well, sure that does kind of explain why Wayne doesn't want to do the darkness, man. He's like, oh, I like doing shows with CJ. Doesn't mean I want to meet the nigga.
Met him once. Is that good enough?
He's like, I met him once to get the heat dialed down or whatever. I'll take that nigga's talent. And then other than that, I don't need him.
I gave him 20 acres and a 20 podcasts and a mule.
Exactly.
What else do you want?
I gave him a microphone. What the hell else do he want from me? He want freedom? Damn, these niggas ask for too much now. Come on now. Come on. I even let them have an own black show. What more does he want?
Now I got to live in my house. God.
Damn, he's probably going to try to cook my dog now, my invisible dog. He's probably telling, I think his dog name is Misty. He's probably telling Misty, now when that nigga get here, Misty, you stay away from him.
You go for the nuts.
Exactly. You just hide whenever you see him, like, eating chicken or watermelon or anything. Like, wouldn't that be funny if he did have, like, a bowl, like, with toothpicks in it that had, like, watermelons at the end of it or whatever. And he's just like, oh, I made some dessert and snacks for you, whatever. And all you see is, like, Kool-Aid and chicken and shit like that.
And I will be eating it. I wouldn't even be upset. I'll be too happy. Like, oh, this is some nice hospitality, Wayne.
You're going to be mad if the chicken isn't fried. You're going to be like, God damn it, Wayne. What did I tell you?
Grilled it. I'm like, why do you grilled it? You know, we've grilled everything down here. We put everything on the Bobby.
He's going to have nothing but black tea. He's going to have good times on and in a loop.
He's like, that's fine with me. I can watch that show.
And you're going to hear him whispering as you're sitting on the couch eating this, and he's going to be whispering to his brother and dad. He's going to be like, now he should be happy for the rest of the week, so let's not get in his way now.
The itis should kick in any moment now.
Exactly. He'll pass out, whatever, and then you hear his invisible dog growling at you, whatever. He'd be like, what the fuck? It's going to be like that movie. What was that movie with that old-ass black and white movie with that racist dog in it that kept attacking black?
Oh, it was called White Dog. That's the name of it. It really was called White Dog.
White Dog. Dog.
Yeah. I saw that awful movie. I don't know what kind of fever dream they had to think of that kind of movie.
This is another movie, Watermelon Man. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
When the dude just magically wakes up in blackface.
What? Okay, you making up stuff.
Nah, I ain't,
the darkness gets spread.
I ain't making up shit, man. You look it up. The Watermelon Man. You look at it. It's an 80s movie of a white dude that lived in this racist town. And for one day, he just wakes up magically black. I don't know how. I don't know why. And he gets treated like shit in this town because he's black. Look it up. You know what? Next Throwback Tuesday film.
Oh, I would love to hear Chad do that recording.
If you look at the poster,
my God. I'm looking at this poster.
Yeah, you see the poster, right?
He looked like Two-Face. He became a villain. Called Black Half Blackface Man or whatever. This is a Batman villain, man. This is all.
That brother looked like that Richard Pryor from that Superman movie.
Not do this. What were they thinking?
People, and that's the darkness for you.
I'm lost in this darkness. I'm in more darkness. I don't see this.
Just follow the teeth. Don't worry. Just follow the teeth. You make your way out of this. Follow the grinning teeth, and you'll be fine, my brother.
Yes, everybody. You're here on another episode of Oh My Lord. I am looking at the trailer.
You look at the trailer.
Oh. God. Oh, you got to do Throwback Thursday with this for Black History Month. When Black History Month comes, do this for Black History Month.
Oh, I was saving it. I was saving it. That was going to be the first movie of February that I was going to do. I was saving. I'm going to do a Black History thing or whatever. And I'll tell you guys, it's going to be fucking hilarious watching that shit, whatever, because that movie had me laughing in tears, whatever. Like, there's a scene where he tries to get this bus, and the bus looks at him. And
I don't watch. Mm-hmm.
You see the trailer?
Mm-hmm. It's on the bus episode.
People, you gotta locate this movie if you can find it. It's called Watermelon Man. It's about this. So I think it's based in 1970s or whatever by
you're right.
Melvin Van or something. Melvin Van Peebles.
Yeah, Melvin Van Peebles.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. It's supposed to be a comedy.
I don't know what kind of brother he's supposed to. I don't know. At least do it right. At least do the blackface right. He looked like. I don't even know what he looked like. This is the uncanny valley right now. You look like some kind of robot or some albino robot.
Oh, my
robot.
God. I just looked up one poster right now. It's like white in the background. It's got like a half-eaten watermelon that's red, white, and blue.
And it's, Lord.
You see the poster?
Wait. So did they really switch him out with a black guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Thank goodness.
Yeah, at least I hope they did.
I hope so. If they didn't, there's some good special effects. They did a great job.
Not bad for a 1970s film. Even racism was just as strong in movies back then as it is now.
And Martin Luther King grave wasn't even cold yet. it wasn't even cold, and they got this movie out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and you know racism still exists in Hollywood for the simple fact that they cast Terrence Howard and Idris Elba as Nelson Mandela, knowing those two niggas don't look shit like fucking Nelson Mandela.
They both have troubles. You know, the Driz.
Yeah, the Driz.
He has trouble. Yeah. He has trouble with his CD, trying to get that rap CD out.
Trying to get that DJ career going on. And Terrence Howard just can't stop beating on a hoe. So
he can't. Just like he can't. He just keep on beating the system. Just man. Like
you got to watch that Winnie Mandela film. Like it, like 20 years passed, and he the only brother that's aging. Everybody else is still the same age.
Well, you know, come on, black don't crack.
Nelson Mandela is the only one that's aging in this fucking, which is Terrence Howard. Like, he's getting older and fatter, and everybody else is just still the same. And he's like, God, you were just as beautiful as we was 20 years ago. And I was like, yeah, because she looked the same.
Nelson Mandela looked like somebody's little grandma, you know, that little old lady that never aged.
Yeah, he looked like that old black lady at the Chinese shop. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Man, it's lonely out here today. What happened to Cody today? Is he dead? Do he get
oh,
enough,
man.
all those comments about how much he loves Superman.
You know what? Let me hit him up, whatever. Tell him, hey, man, get your ass online, whatever.
You watching Superman right now. You see that people? You can't even get Cody on here because he's too busy watching Superman.
We got to get some more darkness on here because he did get some questions about that.
His favorite movie of the world.
Favorite movie of the year. People been asking me, does he really like that movie? And I've been telling him, yeah.
Yes.
He told me he loved it. He said it was better than any superhero film he's ever seen or whatever.
Man, you guys should have heard him when we was off mic. He was just going on about the spectacular storyline that was part of that Superman.
Yeah.
It was flawless.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know what his problem was. I really don't.
He only wished that Iron Man could even hold a candle up to that Superman movie.
He said he wished Iron Man would have stuck a red cape on him with an S on it.
Mm.
He said that. He said they should have did that with Thor. They should have put just S on the back of that cape or whatever. That way he could have just been like, oh, that would have been a better movie.
He felt that Superman saved more people than Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. He's like Iron Man's just a douchebag. He's like Superman has a heart,
right?
He's like he's like he didn't feel the need to stop that tornado because that tornado was a waste of his time.
I'm like, really, Cody? Really? Yeah.
I like how he has so much shit to say about Iron Man, but didn't have such shit to say about Man.
He didn't have nothing. You know, we even tried to give him time to air it out, but he wanted,
and he just said, I don't care about Superman. I was just like, yeah, go ahead and say something. Apparently you do care about it because you ain't got shit to say bad about that movie. I tell you, man, when the DC lovers come out, they love their DC.
they love it. Love it. That's what Cody's doing right now. Cody, turn off that Blu-ray. All right. Go watch some Dragon Ball Z if you got to watch something. Yeah.
He said, I can get online. He said, he's going to get on, all right. So
he just better tell him not to listen to this part. Oh, man. But congratulations it's because of us, the darkness spread it. Which is the reason why Corey and Martin, after Martin had been on the show, hit that 100,000 that he was aiming for.
That's right, or whatever. And I heard him say the Driss in the last show. I was like, okay, yeah, he getting some quotes from us. So, you know, I was like, I like that, man. He's bringing it to us, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, he's showing the darkness some respect with it, because he is a darkness brother now.
He is, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
He definitely is. He got to at least come on at least once a month for us.
It's been a while now. It's only been 2 weeks, but it's been a while since it's just been me and you now, you know?
I know, right?
It's been a little weird now because we've had so many specials and Cody and Martin being on for 2 weeks in a row, whatever, talking about their best of while we had to listen to them two Negroes bullshit.
Shoot.
Welcome to the darkness, by the way?
I don't know. Welcome to the dark. Welcome.
Welcome.
Well, we got some darkness for you guys today who listening out there. We got
some.
a particular site out there that we're gonna take to the darkness. I mean, oh, the darkness of it. You know what? This site should have been in the darkness because nobody should have found this site. But
yeah, I got some shit to say about that or whatever. Because I've been quiet for a little bit. I kind of vanished off the internet for a little bit or whatever. But this is my first podcast since that so-called award show, and I got some things.
You know what? See, you can reveal yourself here on the darkness because on this podcast on the darkness, you know, nobody can find your voice. Nobody gonna hear it. You know, and if they do hear it, they can come after the darkness, but then they're gonna get lost.
That's why, remember, to get to the darkness, you got to go through the light sometime, whatever. I mean, or to get through the light, you got to go through the dark. However Wayne Wade's face, that shit. I fucked that all up. See, I'm all fucked up now. I didn't plug my microphone in. I'm fucking up on what's like. See, that certain sight kind of fucked me over or whatever and shit.
I know, right? I want to recount. When I saw that, I'm like, I want to recount. Come on, really?
All right, I'm going to tell you this right now. When I first heard it, before they nominated the movie site or whatever, you know what they said? They said, I can't remember their names. I want to thank these five people, though, for counting all the ballots up and everything. And I remember scratching my head going, counting the ballots up? The voting was digitally online. What the fuck did they need to count up?
You know, that's why you know there was something up.
And then they said, something. And you know what they said? Then they said, now the movie and film category. I said, oh, fuck. I said, I'm about to get screwed here.
Because how can it go? You know, we all know. Okay, look, Spill, they got disqualified or taken out or something.
I think Cody's online right now. Let's get him on here, too.
All right. But, you know, they couldn't have, like, the Beerus. The Beerus won again, you know, second time in a row. Spinoff of, not really a spinoff, but quote-unquote spinoff. Of the Spill, but yeah, so they kind
of
had
the spinoff of Lounge Geeks or something like that.
I mean, it's in that vein of it's all in that pollution of a podcasting. But still, they won again.
It was with their. It was the only nomination where that guy wasn't in, because that dude won five in a fucking row, dude.
Who,
the dude that beat me?
Wait, he got four other.
Yeah, he was in four other categories.
What? They can't even divide up four other categories for, like, singers or single songs.
That guy went on stage five times, dude, and three of them was in a row. I was just looking at him.
Oh,
I was like,
who? This.
I said, who is this dude? who the fuck? I've never heard of him.
I wonder, did he win the gay, lesbian, bisexual award, too?
I hear they were on hiatus.
Oh,
and dig this, CJ. I went to the site. I went to the site, and he ain't posted a show up since December 19th.
No, he... Cody, turn off Superman.
Turn off Superman, Cody. What's wrong with you, man? He's fucking up.
Yeah, he is.
Wayne, edit this out.
Yeah, edit it out, Wayne.
Just tell Wayne to keep editing this all out. Just edit all this out, Wayne. Just keep editing
there
it out.
There we go.
Yes, Cody. Well, welcome to the darkness. Don't worry, we just started, Cody, so there's no point for you to go back and listen to anything.
Yeah, don't listen to anything before this, man. It don't involve you, it's just don't listen to it.
Yeah.
Fair.
It was a lot of bullshit.
Okay. Fair.
Sounds
good.
So,
CJ, this nigga thought he could get away. You must know. You must know that once you on the darkness, you a darkness brother.
I see.
Yeah, exactly. You think you can get away? You ain't safe, nigga. You remember what I told you when we was walking to that bar? Remember what I told you? It's like chocolate on black.
Chocolate on black.
I
don't know how that fucking works, but
oh, I gotta be a. We gotta make that a t-shirt. Like chocolate
black. Make a brown t-shirt, and then on the back it just says like on black, and because we're all black, so it's like.
You just sell black shirts and just say it says it. Millions.
All you gotta do to find your way through the darkness is use them teeth. Teeth and eyeballs. Shit, that's all Batman used. I don't know about the teeth part, but he used eyes.
Yeah, he definitely used eyes.
Damn, he would fit so well as a black man then.
No, he won't. He had money.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you know what? It wouldn't work out for the simple fact that when he puts that mask on, whatever, and he's walking around as Bruce Wayne, they're going to be like, you know, Batman's black, too, and you're the only black man in town.
The cops are always trying to kill him, you know, just because he got a hoodie on or a mask or whatever.
I can see it now. They're shooting at him, whatever, and they was like, sir, are you shooting at the Batman? He's going to be like, the Batman?
Yes, we were shooting at the Batman.
I thought that was a nigga on crack or something like that.
I thought that was a brother with a book. A brother with a book. Not this time. Not on my watch.
I thought that was that nigga from 12 Years a Slave. I thought he escaped again. Shit, I was grab his ass again.
I'll give him back to that nice Michael Fassbender.
Exactly, whatever. Hey, that's my nigga. Michael Fassbender. That's my nigga. I can't believe he exited that movie by saying that. That's my nigga. You take your hands off my nigga.
I would love for them to do a Vine with that scene, and then you have that song in the background. My nigga, my nigga.
Oh,
you just put that sake. With Michael Fassbender.
Oh, no.
Oh. Well, speaking of movie scenes, you guys remember the movie Departed with Leonardo DiCaprio and Jack Nicholson?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that bar scene where he took that shot glass and smashed it across Jack Nicholson? Okay, so there's a vine. There's a vine going on the internet right now that where Jack Nicholson is like pausing. He just says, "So, where's your Oscar?" And then Leo quickly picks up that glass and smashes it over his fucking head. Somebody took a picture of that. I gotta send that to Wayne. Whatever. Somebody took a picture and stuck my head onto Leo.
What the hell?
And Deuce said, "Where's your award or whatever?" And said,
"Oh, well, that's,
and I smashed it across this dude's head. I was like, "You son of a bitch!" And it was funny because Uncaged Beefcake sent me the original one, and somebody else sent me the other. I think it was Cody that sent not you, Cody, but the other Cody. Cody that sent it to me or whatever. And I was looking at that, I was just like, "Damn, I got this twice in 1 hour." Makes perfect sense, because I do feel like doing that right now.
Yeah, because you already heard the foul news this weekend, have you, Cody?
Oh yeah, I heard.
Oh my
that
God.
Bullshit ass one.
Yeah.
Man, you know there was something foul afoot.
We were just talking about Cody, if you notice, because I don't want to make no suspicion, but since I'm a nigga, I got to. Now,
that makes me feel good. Whenever stuff don't go my way, I'm just say because I'm black.
That's what I'm going to go with now. Did you notice before the film and movie category, he was like, I don't remember the name, but I want to thank these five judges up here for getting all the ballots together for the voting, whatever. And I remember scratching my head going, wasn't the voting done online digitally? So why do they need five people to count the vote?
Yeah, oh, that, fuck. That is interesting. But
yeah, what was that? I didn't hear anything.
No, I was saying, yeah, you bring up an interesting point.
Yeah, and then another thing too. He was just like, I know some people may not like our judging. I was like, all right, man, you kind of going long about this now. What are you trying to say here? And then he said, now the movie and film category. I said, oh fuck.
Yeah, man, I'm looking at it. I'm like, yeah, you're right. He hasn't updated his stuff since December 15th.
Mm.
This sack nuts. This real sack.
Filmsack.com?
Yeah, film sack balls. You know, saggyballs.com. I'm looking at this site. I'm like, Lord, how you win? Who listening to you? You ain't put nothing current out. He did a review of XXX.
Hey, what?
I mean, he didn't do a review since December. I mean, he didn't do a movie since December 19th. I mean, a podcast since December 19th. I was looking, I was like, man, the past month, I've done like seven a goddamn week, man.
And it's not even recent. The last one he did called the one about Chud. Like, what is that?
Conspiracy.
Yes.
Have you guys ever heard it? I mean, the guy won five awards in a row, though.
Doing what?
I forgot which categories it was, but I was like, I think one was even for a cooking one. I was like, God damn, what the fuck?
Wait,
what? I think he beat Martha Stewart. Even Martha Stewart was in prison going like, what the fuck? After all this bacon done did?
I'm looking at this PowerPoint presentation website appears.
Somebody told me was at a Buffalo. Hey, Cody, somebody said at the studio, is that Buffalo Wild Wings?
That look like that. I'm hungry now looking at this site.
Oh, my God. I'm not going
like to. Like a bumblebee site. See, you don't have to be classy on the darkness. They can't find us.
You know what? Because I wasn't gonna come out and talk shit, but you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I was kind of lost, man. I was kind of pissed off, and then I got lost, and then I said, "Man, do I even want to do this again?" Now I was like,
"Yeah, you do."
I'm not gonna lie. I almost did a Lena for a second.
I'm done.
And Cody knows what that's like. And it was funny because I haven't mainly brought her name up in a lot of stuff, whatever. But I was talking to her the other day, whatever, and I told her about it. I was like, I think I see why you did it. Yeah, I think I'm still like this.
I didn't say it before, but now, starts to make sense.
All makes sense now, whatever.
In place.
Somebody said, oh, man, you know, and I want to thank everyone that came out and said, oh, man, 2014, and then, oh, man, that you got robbed and stuff like personally, I want to say this right now. All the people that came out and said, oh, be thankful you made it to the finalists. I appreciate you saying that, but fuck being a finalist or whatever, okay? I'm a fucking phenomenal one, and I like winning.
He want to be number one, not
exactly.
Phenomenon two, phenomenon third.
Doesn't work.
Exactly. Whatever. So that was a huge, like, because I've been talking to some people, and they just be like, man, it wasn't that big of a doubt. Like, to me, it was, whatever. So that was a huge disappointment. Like, I take 100% blame on that as well, whatever. And, man, I was lost for it. I was like, Jesus Christ, I don't even feel like, pardon me, on that day, I didn't feel like doing anymore.
Yeah, what is up with all the other sites? I'm looking at them. Man, they just all kind of stopped in December. What is it? Well, there's no movies being shown?
No, there wouldn't be no movies shown. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, man.
Good Lord. They all like stopped at the After Earth, and like After Earth killed all these other sites. Then they were, what is it?
Well, I mean, when I was thinking of getting beat in this or whatever, I was thinking someone like, We Hate Movies, fucking How Did This Get Made, Daily Spill, or even The Hollywood Outsider. Man, I thought those were like my big competition. And then this, the film sec, I was like, who? That came out of nowhere.
They don't even review current movies, man. They still got Con. They got The One. With a Jet Li on it. God, Lee.
It's a random fucking review.
If you go to the site, it's Commando on the front page. So it's like, I think Wayne made this site.
I think so. I think he did. I think he did it to spite you. Oh, I'm going to make a site right now, mate.
Yeah, that, man, you know,
Oh, well, then, man. Oh, well, man. We got it next year.
I'm still at a loss for words because, you know, when Lena left or whatever, I picked this up because I remember saying to Lena, I never said this to anybody, but I said I mainly wanted to do this again because I wanted to be known. I wanted to be up there with top sites like Spill and all that, whatever, which thankful I am or whatever. I was in this list of categories. It was nice seeing my name on that board and everything, whatever. But not only did I want to be on par with it, I wanted to be better. Okay, I want it to be better.
You know,
I don't strive for just being on par. I want it to be better. And man, this made me stop and think and look at a little couple of things, whatever. And I was like, man,
you are better because you know what? You still here. You still alive.
Yeah.
Where's spill.com?
Damn, man. I ain't been a mug yet.
I know, right?
Hey, Cody, that's the darkness for you.
Darkness.
Jesus Christ.
Damn. Dark on this show.
I got to give you that one.
CJ,
I got to give you that one. That was a good one, though. I ain't going to lie. That was pretty good. He said, oh, you still good because ain't nobody. They ain't even here. Okay, that was pretty good. I got to give you that one. The darkness always overcomes the spilling, the fall of spill.
Yeah, so, oh man, we may have to make this a short show. Do we have any questions or comments from any time?
Yeah, I got a lot of questions. I was a lot of people told me I should read this one, that, whatever, because it was mainly about me and this award. And I was okay. I don't. They were like, we're trying to motivate you, whatever. Because I was like, I think I personally said I don't really want to go another year busting my ass if I'm just gonna be a fucking finalist or whatever. I'm in it to win. We'll see how that's like or whatever.
And don't let this bootleg award ceremony make you pay your own ticket to get out there, get you down. All right, there's not even nobody even knows who this site is, really. You know, you can't get upset for not getting a sticker, a bumper sticker saying, "Hey,
man, I got this mic. I'm getting this finalist trophy." I feel like flushing that motherfucker down the toilet. You keep your fucking finalist trophy. I got this this dude who I see every day, whatever. This fucking Negro, this darkness motherfucker right here, whatever. Hey man, me and my boys are talking about that film sack last night. I was looking at him. I was like, "You bring that motherfucking cider one more goddamn time. You bring that motherfucking cider one more time. I'm gonna fucking key your ass right now." He's like, "Man, we just talking about it." He's like, "Man, it's some good shit on there. I don't know what to listen to, but it's a lot of shit on there." I was like, "All right, man, could you keep talking, nigga? Just keep talking. You're going to be 6 feet under, nigga. You keep talking."
We're going to have a bootleg trophy in his head.
We have a new show. It's going to be called Hanging Out in Prison with the Phenomenal. But, yeah, I got some questions here, some comments, or whatever. You want to go over some?
Let's do it.
All right. Let me just refresh here. Go off the usual five or six or whatever we usually get into here. First one comes from Cynthia. She says, "The Darkness. This literally just became my favorite podcast. And Cody, that really sucks that you love Man of Steel so much because that movie is just awful."
God damn it.
Do you guys, yeah, Cody. Do you guys think that Man of Steel was Goyer's worst writing to date?
Did Goyer write Blade Trinity? I know he directed it, but did he also write that one?
I'm not sure, actually, whatever, if he wrote that one. I know he did direct it, too, whatever.
Yeah, I know for sure he directed it. I was wondering if he also wrote it, because if he did indeed write that, I would classify that as his worst film, writing-wise, so...
Oh, man, you know what? You see why I want to quit? Because I just looked at my phone, and already I got three messages saying, "Hey, man, sorry about that award." You know what? I don't hear no more fucking shit about this fucking... Film sack is like a goddamn dark cloud on my black ass now. you know what? I'll just go ahead and say, yeah, Man of Steel was the worst thing. Because I don't know. Fuck it, it was. Fuck it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Cody. I got to agree with him. So.
No, fair enough. Fair enough.
And I rewatched that beginning part or whatever because Luke sent me this review of somebody that just destroyed the first half of it or whatever, and I was like, "Damn, was it that bad?" Or I was like, "I thought the first part was good." And then next, you know, I watched it at home and I looked at that and I was just like, "Actually, now that you bring it up, the visual doesn't even match the dialogue." So I was like, "Oh shit!" I said, "Oh fuck." I was like, man, that's the problem watching a movie in a theater sometimes. You look at them special effects and be like, man, this is good or whatever, and then you forget what they're talking about or whatever. But when you listen to what they were talking about, you was like,
wait a fucking minute.
Like, you remember the scene, CJ, Cody, y'all remember the scene where Jor-El was talking to the council or whatever and shit like that?
Mm-hmm.
And then Zod comes in, he busses in and shit like that, and then he's like, "I'm taking over this," or whatever, and then the woman says, "On who authority?" I was like, I think the motherfucker that just said, "I'm taking over this."
I would assume so.
And then she asked, "Who do you mean? Who's taking over? Who's on first?
Who?
Who's on first? Who?"
And I forgot the second question she asked, but it was another, like, in her face, dumbass question where I was just, like, looking at her. I was like, who appointed this bitch to be in charge of the council right now? Somebody fucking
who
killed
the fuck are you?
That's funny you should say that, Cody, because that same critic said that too. Whatever. He said, who the fuck is this chick? And you know what? They brought up another good point, too. I just want to bring this up, too, because we didn't talk about this much in our breakdown or whatever, but I had to laugh at this. I'm not going to lie. But so General Zod's punishment was to get off a dying planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, his punishment was to be frozen in a penis.
Oh, his little penis spaceship.
I thought that was a good point, though. Like they know the planet is dying, and they punish Zod by vanishing him off a dying planet. Why didn't they teleport themselves and leave him on that planet?
Right. Let's do a giant trial to get rid of the people who are holding us back right now, and let's just stay on this planet and die. Yeah.
He had me laugh, and I'm gonna lie, because he just like, so we are to understand this movie in that aliens and Kryptonians are fucking stupid. And I said, yeah, I guess so. But then again, if his disguise is just some glasses and his hair slipped back and humans can believe that, then what does that say about the humans too then?
So Jonathan Kent did the fucking tornado scene, so there you go.
All right, man, because that same scene happened in Paranormal Activity.
What are you talking about? What scene?
Well, pretty much like the same dramatic tension of it or whatever. Like, okay, so in Paranormal Activity, the Mexican ones.
Mexican ones?
The stereotypical ones.
Everybody got to have the and the ones at the end of it nowadays, I guess, or whatever. Fucking, I need to trademark this shit or whatever. there's a scene where the kid is sleeping, and there's this basement where he run into that voodoo shit or whatever. And he hears his dog barking down there, whatever. And he's like, oh shit, what are you doing down there? And he's contemplating whether or not to go down there or not. And he's like, I'm like, yeah, don't go down there. And then he hears this loud ass growl noise. Like, this wasn't no bear. This wasn't no wolf. This was like some demonic growl or whatever. And he was just like, I gotta go down there. And he rushed down there. I was just like, I said, oh my god, I'm having a Man of Steel flashback. Why do people keep going back for the damn dog? Okay.
Fucking dog, man. I don't know what it is.
I can tell you this right now. Goddamn dog of mine, whatever was down there, and I heard some demonic growl. I would close that fucking basement and be like, well, I guess I didn't hear shit. That's why I gotta say, man. I brought this up on the first episode we did with Martin and Cody or whatever. People gave shit to Haunted House, but I gotta say, man, there was some clever shit in there until, like, when the ghost came and his wife was like, baby, do you hear that? And he looked at her and said, fuck yeah, I hear that, but I'm going back to sleep or whatever. I was like, thank you.
You know it's bad when you credit a fucking Blaine's Brothers movie.
Thanks. But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wow, rough times, man, rough times.
Because let me ask you something, CJ and Cody. If your wife or your hot-ass woman was to wake you up in the middle of the night and say, baby, don't you hear that noise or whatever, wouldn't you look at her and go be like, yeah, I hear that, but I'm going to ignore it and go back to sleep?
That's right.
Fuck yeah.
I thought, oh, you up now?
You know, my black ass would have been like, well, why you wake me up then? Why don't you go check? Obviously, you concerned about it. damn, where we get off of whatever. So CJ, you thought this was Goyer's worst writing to date?
Yes, man. Yeah. I mean, just looking at it, like you said, all those plot holes and everything. It was just, hey, should I let him die? Maybe.
I'm telling you, man, because I know you haven't watched it a second time. I know you haven't watched it a second time, CJ, but if you just go back the second time and watch it and just start listening to the dialogue, you go like, wow, this doesn't match the visual of what's going on right now. Like, it sounds like they're trying to be overdramatic for no reason. Oh, man, I had a good time. Actually, I had a funnier time watching it a second time. I was like, god damn.
All right. Do we got Any more questions?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Next one from Adriana. She says, ACJ and P1, are you guys going to do a review for the Lord of the Rings trilogy along with the first Hobbit film, LOL?
Oh, my God. Lord, no.
You don't want to do you don't wanna do those classic four films back to back, CJ?
Oh, okay. If you want me to commit suicide. Okay. Oh, look.
Hey, I'm still getting compliments about our review on The Hobbit that we did, me and you. CJ. They said
that was real. It was real hatred. That's what it is. They don't understand. It was just real hatred, man. I had to sit through 2 hours and 45 minutes of that just for 10 minutes and a GoPro camera. You know, I don't even know why they do this to me anymore with this.
Hey, I had to sit through 3 hours of it, so I got that extended cut. So as far as I'm concerned, man.
Shoot, don't tell me your problems, man. You can look for that. Golly.
What about you, Cody? Did you even see the new Hobbit?
Yeah, I saw it. I enjoyed it, but I do understand where people are coming from. Like I totally get it. I understand. I had fun with it personally, but
that is definitely
like
one of those things. That is definitely one of those films that either people are gonna hate it and they're gonna love it, and the people that hate it, they understand why people like it, and why people that love it,
yeah,
they understand why people hate it.
I understand completely, man. So.
They should have, once again, they should have named it The Hobbit. Why they got to keep fucking with this dragon? That just baffled me onto that character where he was like, oh, we got to take back our home, whatever, and get this dragon. And then Luke Evans, that was pretty much me and CJ in the movie or whatever, when he realized, wait a minute, who are they again? They're going to go do what?
I know life is bad out here on this boat, but... You know what? That's better than a dragon man in my head. Yeah.
Mm. That's pretty much what he should have said, though. You know what? Yeah, life sucks right now, but it's better than a dragon burning my ass to a crisp. I mean, that dragon is just chilling at his home. It's his home now, whatever. He's just chilling.
He deboated.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I said, the Hobbit is like the Friday of it's Friday, pretty much. It's a translation of Friday.
It's the fantasy of Friday.
Yep. It's Friday for black people or geeky white people.
Geeky white people, yep. Or any white people for that matter.
Or any white, or anybody geeky. If you can't watch Friday, then just watch The Hobbit. That's basically it.
Did you listen to our review? Me and CJ's review of The Hobbit, Mr. Cody.
I have not yet, fortunately.
There was a dude in the theater that told CJ, "You need to read the book."
Oh my God! He brought.
God damn it! I said I just did watching this movie.
Yeah, really.
And I wrote a screenplay in the time that it took.
I thought you was gonna tell him I got the special edition book version of it. It was longer.
Wow,
than...
Did you read the book?
Okay, these movies are they're like 9 hours long. Well, the Hobbit trilogy is going to be 9 hours all together or whatever, and the book is like fucking 4 minute read.
We have to do to get me to do that. I don't know. So, have to really drink.
You know
we
what?
Have that to might, do that in California or something. I don't know.
You know what? When you come out here, man, me and you, we're going to get together. We're going to do the Lord of the Rings trilogy, man. CJ, I'm going to tell you this right now. I've never sat through any of these films or whatever. Like, every time I've tried to, I always find myself going like, oh, Friday is on. I might as well just, you know, just put that on. All right? I mean, the first one, I walked out of Fellowship of the Ring. And I was only I was like in seventh grade, man. I walked out.
And we're back again. Back ready to ask darkness. Questions. Back for more darkness and more questions of the darkness.
Make your mind up, CJ. Can't fit me in the darkness. He can't fit me in the darkness.
Yeah, Wayne's scared of the darkness. He can't be on here. What the hell?
I could have a torch and lights and candles and everything.
Yeah, exactly. He the whitest nigga on here then.
We need somebody to balance out the, you know, we got two people who hate Superman and two people who love it.
Yeah, Wayne love Man of Steel.
Oh, love it.
I'm not alone. I feel so special.
Wang loved it so much he got Man of Steel tatted on his chest.
Yeah.
It's like Tupac Thug Life, he got Man of Steel.
I would rather get the Darkness logo tattooed on my ass than get the Man of Steel logo.
Hey, my friend, not worth a kick in the darkness.
That show is going to happen one day.
No, it's not. Stop lying to people.
Blame Luke. He's the one who's... He can't get his ass around at certain times.
Oh, you blaming Luke, huh? Because we got that talking earlier, like, oh, Luke's up for it. It's Wayne anyway.
I'm sitting here. I'm ready. I can go anytime. He's the one who's fucking around.
Well, all right.
Luke always seems ready, Wayne. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, yeah, good for him.
Well, there we go. We gotta have a preview of Kick in the Darkness, people. But right now, we gotta finish some questions up.
So we're ready now.
what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I'm about to say, why the fuck is Wayne here?
You know what? That is good. Goodbye, Wayne.
Fucking our show up.
All right. The Darkness. Wayne, edit it out. Edit yourself out.
Fucking our show up. Shit, what the hell is wrong with him? This man always trying to get some spotlight. See, you see that? Shit. Just like a white man.
That was pretty funny. That was funny.
Just like a white man. Always trying to get some credit here.
Yeah.
So the next comment comes from Andrew. He says, it keeps it very simple, too, but this is probably going to be the hardest question ever, but it says, what the fuck is film sack? Well, Andrew, if you must ask, they are the 2013 Podcast Award winners. I hope that answers your question there. You guys would like to extravagant on that as well, or?
Man, I've been trying to figure out that this whole episode. I've been on the site looking at the stuff they review. I'm like, do they have enough of a cult following for the crappy movie that they had from December?
I was trying to figure that out, too, actually. I think they paid them off.
How about some skull and crossbone type of elections?
I'm telling you, they teamed up with Wayne. They teamed up with Hollywood.com to shut me down.
Yeah. Yeah, they want to break your spirit. That's why they make you, they make you feel good.
Oh, well, goal achieved then, because my spirit is broken now.
It goes deeper than I thought.
Yeah, my spirit's been broken for 3 days now. I've been sitting in a corner of the darkness.
No, man, just leave that alone, man. You know, just don't let some bootleg site who nominates some kind of PowerPoint presentation people, that obviously don't have any ratings, but oh well.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll just say it like that then.
If anyway, get all your darkness anger. You know, just be mad. Just use that anger to fuel you for another year so you can be number one.
I can't hate on winners. That's the problem. Can't hate on motherfuckers that won, but...
But you can hate on cheaters.
That is true. I hate on they cheating ass. Next comment here comes from Carol. She says, hope you aren't feeling down, T-Bone. Well, next comment.
Look for that.
This doesn't sound uplifting, but no. So I hope you aren't feeling down, TPO, about the awards, because like Cody said, you picked up this site quick when Lena left. Cody was lying, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now.
Cody is full of it, huh?
Yeah, Cody didn't mean none of that shit. Come on now. She says, I know you really wanted to win that, but if it means anything to you, I've been with Movie Spoilers almost forever now, and I got to say, what you do on here is no doubt amazing. You took a simple podcast that you and Lena started and turned it into an amazing site with more content and took it to the biggest podcast awards against sites like We Hate Movies, How Did This Get Made, and fucking Spill, and made it to the finals. No pun intended, but that's pretty fucking phenomenal. Carol, that didn't work, so...
Thank you, Carol. That's what you're trying to say out the dark. You can't hear it because it's smothered by darkness.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to take a cloud of that light right there and just put some darkness on it. Just rub my hand on it and darkness covers it.
Dirty.
But you know what? It happens, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You can't feel down. It's not like the Spike TV podcast award.
Oh man, fuck Spike TV. Although I would have took that award too at this point right now.
Hey, at least they would have been able to fly you out just to let you know you didn't get it.
No, I'm fine. Whatever. I'm phenomenal. Remember, I pick myself up from these kind of things. Last comment I'm gonna read into here. You guys still there?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay. Comes from Steve. He says. He keeps it simple too. What the fuck is a film sack? And you mean to tell me the motherfucking phenomenal one didn't win, CJ? I don't know about you, but I think the darkness needs to spread.
Oh, the darkness needs to spread. Don't worry, we're gonna cover up that site
like a plague.
That yellow and black bumblebee site.
He says. Also, he goes on and says, "P.S. Great show, guys. This is easily my favorite podcast of all time. Where did the darkness come from?
Whoop.
The Hobbit.
The Hobbit." The Hobbit was able to let the darkness spread. See, the darkness was always in there. It was just a shadow at one point. But after seeing the Hobbit...
Yeah.
Oh.
Secondly, the darkness came from Wayne being sick one week. And letting the Darkness Brothers take over.
Yep.
And then next you know, we realized, oh, wow, we really do work good together. And then we just did it that one time, whatever, and then it was like, it ain't never going to happen again. And then The Hobbit, for some reason, Gandalf ran into the darkness, and me and CJ just had a light bulb over our hair. Now, granted, it was a black light bulb, but...
A black light bulb.
Yeah. And then when we came back, we was like, oh, it's almost the end of the year. We got to get two black people in here for these topics. I found Martin and Cody.
I know, we definitely need to bring Martin back on this show again. At least have him once a month. He can spare us that much.
Sure he could.
Yeah, he can. I heard him talking about the Driss the other day. I was like, he got that from the
dog. Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, there you go.
Have you heard of this, the Driss? Yeah. I did some research on it.
Well, nigga, you didn't do no fucking research. You heard that from us. Well, I guess that's it for the show then today, right?
I guess that is it.
Cool.
Well, man.
Shortest darkness episode, but, you know, it's late, people.
Yeah. It is. It's late. We just got over burying sites and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes the darkness gets really dark, you know, but we're going to try to dim the lights on the next darkness.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be back next week better and as ever and always, whatever. And, you know, phenomenal one, CJ, and maybe Cody's Man of Steel loving ass. I don't know.
Yes, Man of Steel.
I kind of lost faith in him now, so I don't know.
I think we really did lose him in the darkness for himself. He really is dark. We can't find his mind.
Oh, is there?
It's all right.
It's there. It's there.
Is there?
It's there.
Is there?
Yeah, he loved it more. He thought it was more endearing than 12 Years a Slave, from what I heard.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah. Fuck the African plates. Oh, bullshit. It's all fucking...
He was like the genocide of the Kryptons. That's what I'm talking about.
That's the real shit. That whole planet got blown up.
and the rest of the people just died off somehow. I think the black people did it. Steve McQueen directed it.
I mean, I'm just saying, Superman did work for Perry White, and he was a brother.
I like how they made a big deal about that too before that movie came out. Whatever, it's like, oh, Perry, that nigga was in the movie. That nigga was in the movie for like 5 minutes. Ain't nobody. Right. He didn't even notice that shit. It's like, that's why they're talking about a black. Like, Zack Snyder must like black people or something, because now he's trying to get Denzel to play Lex Luthor. I'm like, damn, he must be trying to appease to the black audience or something.
Yeah.
He's like, damn, that 12 Year Slave is making that money. I got to get some black people in here.
You know, I actually, I always liked black Lex Luthor. I mean, I always thought he was black when I was watching the original Superman animated series.
Yeah, he did look black.
He was black.
What? Yeah.
I think he just had a nice
He was Wang's color. Uh-oh, time to get down with God.
All right, then. I'm about to go to church. All right.
Told you it was Bible study.
All right, later, everyone.
All right, you guys.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone, darkness is spreading.